This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. A little more than a week after celebrating the dedication of the new Battle High School, longtime Columbia educator Elliot Battle has died. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says Battle died last night from injuries sustained in a car crash Friday.
He's such a sweet man, and one of the things he said to us at the end of the dedication event just said that that honoring his wife and dedicating that high school was one of the last things on his bucket list.
Columbia's newest high school was named after Battle's wife Muriel, who died 10 years ago. Elliot Battle played a significant role in the efforts to desegregate Columbia's schools. Columbia's Committee for Cultural Affairs is considering a proposal to buy special lighting for the Short Street parking garage's steel sculpture. The proposed LED lights would cost $760 apiece. The project calls for 8 lights. Committee member Judy Harper says the group needs more time to discuss the funding request.
You're always wanting to make sure that you're using monies for public art or any project that we have, that you're using it wisely.
Beth Nybeck's steel sculpture, called Tidal Murmur, will be housed in front of the Short Street Garage. Construction of that parking structure is projected to finish in late August. University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton announced today that he will retire in November this year. KBIA's Bridget Bowden reports.
Chancellor Deaton says recruitment and retention of faculty, growth in research, and campus diversity are among his proudest achievements as chancellor.
I'm very happy to have had the opportunity to serve as chancellor over the last 9 years here at the university.
UM System President Tim Wolf will be responsible for finding the chancellor's replacement. Deaton says the transition process should go smoothly.
From our perspective, the future is bright. We'll get through these transitions in smooth and effective ways, with emphasis always on the quality that we are achieving as an educational institution.
Deaton will continue to serve as Chancellor Emeritus of the university and will focus on the university's role in international development. He will turn 71 years old in August. Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Missourians wanting to earn their high school equivalency certificate will need to pass a new test beginning January 1st. The new exam, called HiSET, will replace the current GED test. Sarah Potter is a spokesperson with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. She said the state's current contract for GED testing was due to expire at the end of this year.
Different states use different tests and they accept different tests, but once you have your credential, that should be good in any state where you are applying for a position.
Potter says the state evaluated several competing bids based on the quality of testing, price, and whether the testing was computer-based. The new exam will cost $95. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.